on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Alright, welcome to Speak Out. Pastor K is already getting into it. How are you, Pastor K?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Great, great, great. It is Good Friday. Pastor K Zimmerman here. And this is our Good Friday show. Also, Tim Giles from Inspire the Church. Pastor K is from City on a Hill International Church.
That's right.
And if that name sounds familiar to you, it's because you read it in the paper this morning. I don't know if you saw the article.
No.
Yeah, there's an article about the Easter sunrise service.
Oh,
haven't
that
looked
was
at the
great.
Paper yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see it?
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's spelled sunrise, S-O-N-R-I-S-E. I really like that.
I like that too.
Tell me what's going to happen at that service. You're going to be there. There's three pastors.
Are going to be. Yeah, there'll be a number of churches there, yeah, but three. Yeah. Pastors will be speaking.
Right. I caught you off guard, didn't I?
You did.
I didn't bring anything with me.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later. You can get a little bit more prepared on that.
But we'll be praising and worshiping as one. It's supposed to be all of the churches.
Yeah.
The Christian churches in Lake Havasu City.
You take it all a day at a time. I know how you work, right?
I do.
Exactly. All right, Tim Giles is here as well from Inspire the Church on Swanson.
Yep.
And what I want to do before we get to all that, I'll do a little bit of housekeeping because, well, the Diamondbacks game last night was incredible.
Gosh.
Diamondbacks play again
so
tonight.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So everybody in the room saw it, apparently, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
well, they do it again tonight. Then there's 161 more games, so we shouldn't get too excited, right?
Right. But I was listening to it last night on TV, and they're like, yeah, it's just like it was left off back in October. I mean, playoffs. And
from the Phillies series.
Yeah.
Not from the World Series.
No, not from the World Series.
But no, that Blaze kid, and he went to shortstop.
That was neat.
Did you see him play?
I didn't see him play short.
The last play of the game, Blaze was at short. He went from designated hitter to shortstop, and they took Gurriel out. And it was the last out of the game. He made the throw to first. That kid's got a cannon.
Does he?
Oh, man.
Nice.
It was there was no arch on the ball, no arc, no anything.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got a cannon. So he's
that's pretty cool.
What they planned on was having, because Nick's no longer there, Nick Ahmed.
Right.
So
right.
They planned on bringing him up from Reno. He played there last year with like a .292 average. So the kid can hit when he wants to, and he got a hit last night on RBI. But most runs scored in one inning on opening day ever.
Incredible.
That dates back to like 1876.
Yeah.
With the Cincinnati Redlegs. So, and no home runs in that inning.
No, and they were just banging singles.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. It's called small ball.
Singles and doubles, yep.
Yeah, it was great. So, anyway.
So, you know what? That leads into the greatest triumph of all time.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what Good Friday is all about.
Oh, we'll talk about that, because the Diamondbacks do play again tonight against the Rockies. 6:40. We'll join that in progress after the NCAA Sweet 16. We got eight more teams to go. So then we'll have Elite Eight games all weekend, and then the Diamondbacks and Rockies, we will have them in their entirety on both Saturday and Sunday, and then Diamondbacks and Yankees on Monday.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So, and the Suns take on the Pelicans. The entire schedule is online at kntrsports.com and listen at 94.3, 100.5, 980 a.m. There you go. So tell me about this. Tell me about Good Friday.
You know, I always wondered, is
we
a kid tell
the story.
Up?
We tell the story every year, but yeah. I like to hear it coming from different pastors.
Okay. Well, I always wondered growing up why they called it Good Friday.
Me too. Because you have to fast if you're a Catholic.
Yeah, my mom was. Right.
How good is that?
Yeah, my mom was Catholic. They never went to church. Right. But on that day, we couldn't do anything between noon and three. After that, we colored Easter eggs.
Yeah.
But I always thought, what is so good about it? Because they talked about Jesus dying on the cross. Well, the very best part of it is he carried that all in our place. He carried all of our sin on that cross and put it to death. He carried all those stripes represented all the sicknesses that come against us. He put it to death. When he said, "It is finished," whoa, there's the victory. There's the reason to celebrate. That's what makes it good, because the penalty was paid for us. It's all been paid. We don't have to try to be good enough, because we never could be on our own. That's why he stood in for us to pay the price.
So why Good Friday, though? Why is it called
that's
Good Friday?
Good? Yeah. Because the sacrifice was made for us. And we,
oh, this was the day of the crucifixion.
This is
good
the
for
day
you.
Of the crucifixion.
Correct?
It's good for you.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. I see.
Wasn't
so good for him.
But he said
that's what he wanted
he
to
kept
do,
his
yeah.
eye on the prize,
yeah,
because he
right.
wanted to win all of us.
I got you.
He wanted to set all of us free. And so when we respond to him, because he's alive,
uh-huh.
He rose again from the dead, and he's alive. I know that's not the emphasis today, but he's alive, and that's why we're here. If we just receive what he's done for us personally, when I just received, I'm dead to self. It was me on that cross, dead to self. But through Jesus, I can be alive in him. And, man, what a turnaround that was for me. At age 28 was the first time I heard the gospel message.
Really?
Yes. And I just said, Jesus, take all that I am and all that I have and give me all that you are and all that you have. And he did, and he turned me around in an instant, Paul.
Were
never been the same since.
Were you raised Catholic or in another religion?
I was not raised anything. My mother was Catholic. My dad was Protestant.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't agree, because we never went anywhere.
I guess not. I guess they didn't go to Ireland on vacations either.
But when my dad passed away on my 16th birthday, Mom went back to the Catholic Church.
Okay.
So I went with her. I knew I needed God, because it was a horrendous childhood that I grew up in.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that about
you.
Yeah.
My dad was a very abusive alcoholic.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So, yeah, there was all kinds of abuse.
Yeah, we had, on one side of my family, we had alcohol. I was raised in two families. So I know what you mean, but it was not abusive like that. So.
Oh, this one was, yeah.
Interesting.
It was. And so I always sensed that there was a God out there somewhere, but I had no idea how to connect with him until I was 28. That's why Christians, we need to be more open about sharing with people.
Right.
I mean, I grew up, there were probably a couple of Christians at least in my class, but nobody. One girl walked up to me one day and said, "Are you saved?" I didn't know saved from what.
Right.
And everybody looked at me like they expected me to say yes. So I said, "Well, yeah."
Oh,
but I had no
right.
clue what they were talking about.
Right.
Just show me the love of Jesus and then explain to me why you can love me.
I've been to revival events like that with, like, back in the day, long, long, long time ago, I was into heavy metal music, and there was a Christian metal band called Baron Cross. I remember going to that. So it was a Calvary type service. It was in Vegas, and, you know, and everyone's looking at you like, "Are you say?" You know what I mean? I know what you mean.
Yeah,
yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. What I mean. Tim, how did you find the Lord?
Well, for me, a little bit different. So my parents were Christians, and my dad had gone to Bible school, but we just didn't go to church. He really just, to be blunt and honest, he didn't find a church that was good enough for him. And so we didn't go. So we ended up boating on the weekends.
Ooh.
And
I had friends like that. Their father, it was a Jack Mormon, they called it.
Oh, yeah. I was a Jack Christian.
Okay.
Yeah. So in high school, I succumbed to peer pressure and eventually found myself in a place where I was just a drug addict, alcoholic.
Really?
As a 19-year-old man. It was awful. And God had come to me, and I can't explain it, and I got to be as short as I can here, but I knew I needed to quit. It was like God was saying, you got to quit, and I didn't. And I woke up one day in a hospital, and I had fallen down on concrete, passed out cold, and it almost took my life. They told me I was going to be a paraplegic. They said they got to put me in occupational therapy, and I thought, and I said this to the doctor. I said, "Oh, that's great. I need a job." And I did. And he said, "No. Occupational therapy is so you can learn how to move again, because the paralysis from the injury, the head injury, had started killing off my nervous system.
Oh my!
And it was going throughout the whole right side of my body. I couldn't move anything. I taped my eyes shut at night to sleep, and I wanted God to heal me. And that's all I knew. I didn't know anything about God, hardly knew the name Jesus. You know, I couldn't explain none of that. But I figured God could heal me. And I thought I saw some good evidence of it, because my eye could get a little bit wrinkly. I mean, it was smooth. It was so awful. And pretty soon the doctor said, "You're getting worse, Tim. We have to, you know, you're going to be stuck to a wheelchair your entire life." And I said, "No, you know what? I think I'm going to just be fine. I'm going to be better." "No, you're not." And they showed me the paperwork. They're doing tests on me every week. "No, look at this.
You look perfectly healthy now."
They said your nervous system is dying, and it's going to be completely dead. And that's when they said, "We got to put you in occupational therapy right away."
Right.
And I said, "Well, it looks like we disagree, and I don't need to come back here." And I'm a walking miracle to this day.
Now, this wasn't in Havasu, was it?
No, this was in Seattle.
Okay, how did you find your way here?
I moved back to Seattle after I'd gone to Bible school, which was shortly after that God had healed me from that accident.
Is that like seminary then?
Yep. Okay. Yep, exactly. And after that, God had moved me back to Seattle, and I worked at a church there. While I was working there, the Lord had come to my wife and I and just said, "Hey, we want you to start Inspire Ministries in Lake Havasu City." And I didn't really know anything about the place. I knew my grandma lived here, but I didn't know anything about it. I'd never heard or thought about it. And so we just packed up and came here.
Isn't that funny, Pastor Kay? I've heard the similar story from Pastor Tatham. You know, Lake Havasu City.
Yeah.
But that was long before you were.
He was before.
Right. Yeah. It was over 50 years ago.
Yeah.
But that's a similar calling, correct?
Yeah. That's what he did, because, it was in, after I accepted the Lord in 72, I had said I would never live in Arizona.
Mm.
I'd been out here to visit my in-laws. I didn't like brown. I didn't like the desert. Oh. I'd only been like to Mesa, you know, Phoenix, and that didn't
The valley.
Charm for me.
Uh-huh.
So I said I'd never live in Arizona. And then when I got transformed by the Spirit of the Lord, all of a sudden he's Arizona. Just kept feeling
it was go where I need you.
And it's like,
uh-huh.
Said, I talked to my husband about it, and he owned his own insurance agency and was doing really well. Wasn't real excited about that, but he said, if somebody will come buy it, we'll go.
Uh-huh.
Well, boom, somebody came bought it. And so away we went. So he had a whole list of places in Arizona it could be. And the last place on the list was Lake Havasu City. I looked at his list and I said, I know I'm not going there. I've never heard of Lake Havasu City.
Did you even know how to say it? On a lot of the talk shows, they say Havasu. You've heard that before.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Lake Havasu, Lake Arizona. Havasu.
Right.
It's so funny.
So we went down the list, driving all over Arizona. And all down the list. The one just before this was Prescott.
Mm. Oh, you know how to say that correctly.
Yeah. As we were leaving Prescott, thinking we must just be ahead of ourselves, we saw this double rainbow all of a sudden.
Oh.
So we drove on into Lake Havasu City. As we drove on into the city, it's like, this is it.
Mm.
It's like, that's okay.
Awesome. Huh.
The water was a help, because I'm from Michigan, where I grew up near the water. So,
You're drawn to the water.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. We're going to take a short break, and the band is We the Kingdom. and we're celebrating Good Friday on Speak Out. We also have another guest coming in at 45 past, Melanie Preston, who is also known as the Queen of Scots. She will be here representing Renaissance Fair, which is coming up next month. And we're going to find out more about City on a Hill International Church and Inspire the Church, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. It's Good Friday, Easter Sunday, coming up this Sunday. Get on out to that, what is it, the Sunrise. Sunrise service, S-O-N.
6 a.m.
Yeah, that's early. You'll find out what it's like to be me during the week. I'm up at 4:30. It's a news thing. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Speak Out. It's Good Friday, and that's Dancing on the Waves. I had to get a water theme for you there, Pastor K.
Thank you.
No problem.
I like it.
Michigan's not the land. What is Michigan called, by the way? The nickname. It's not Land of 10,000 Lakes. That's Minnesota. I don't know what Michigan
land
would
of
be.
The lakes. I don't know. There's lots of lakes in it.
You got the, what is that, the hand with the fingers?
Yeah, and
what's
that
called?
I came from the thumb.
You're from the thumb. From the thumb. What does that mean?
Because it's like this.
What region is that? What city is that?
It's like a little town called Jeckerville.
Oh.
That's actually being transformed by the Spirit of the Lord as we speak.
What's that close to?
It's 100 miles north of Detroit.
Oh, that's...
50 miles north of Fort Huron.
Pretty close to Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, we look across the lake at
Canada.
Hey. People right. ask me all the time, are you from Canada?
Right. No. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by Patio Paradise. Just Meats, all the cuts all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's Superior Maintenance Plan. And our newest sponsor, Blonzy's Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills, where steaks are just the beginning. They also feature the Prius. You'll like this. It's an all-veggie sandwich.
Well.
Right? Don't forget, we stream live in our show archives if you want to listen back to this special show. All right, KNTRtalk.com. Also, on that business card right there on the desk, on the back, is the link. You can get to it right from your phone, listen in your car, hook up the Bluetooth. Hear
nice.
Yourself all around you, right? All
yes.
around you. You like that, right, Pastor K?
Right.
Tell me about City on a Hill International Church, an actual church. You've given me the directions before, too. Mm-hmm. I have your prayer card.
Same directions.
I know. She's always on me.
Well done.
She's always on me.
Well, City on a Hill has quite a history because we've started here when God, I kept arguing with God about being a pastor because I was a woman.
Wait, you can argue with God?
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah,
full
if
of
you're
it.
In relationship with him,
the Bible's
I just
full
talk
of that.
To him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants you to be real with him,
uh-huh.
not phony.
Okay.
Too many of that.
Yeah,
anyway,
very true.
Yeah. So when he started speaking to me about being a pastor, I thought, I can't be. I'm a woman. I was divorced. All these reasons why I couldn't. And finally God spoke to me and said, when will you stop arguing with me and just do what I've called you to do?
Yeah.
I said, right now, God. So we started here in 97. And we were doing just fine. The church was growing, really doing well. And then God spoke to us to go across the lake and start a church. And so I had been praying for the reservation because I'd heard there had been no church there for 2 years. Hmm. And I couldn't imagine anybody living in a place where there was no church, no pastor, no help. And so I started praying, God, send them an anointed pastor who will bring healing to them. Uh-huh. After 2 years of praying, God said, hello, it's you. And so we went over there and started the church. We were there for 10 years.
Wow.
We thought we'd be there 2 years because our intent was to raise up a Shemawavy pastor. It took 10 years. But now they have a wonderful Shemawavy pastor, Pastor Sharon. She's doing a great job with the church.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
Yeah, it's growing and blossoming. And then I thought, well, I'll just travel and minister now. God said, time to start back up over here. And I said, really? I was going to, because I'd been doing a lot of traveling and ministering as well.
On the Arizona side of the lake.
Yeah.
Right, right. So where is your church?
It is at 2091 Sandwood Drive.
Okay. And that is off of, what's a major street?
Off of North Kiowa.
North Kiowa in Sandwood?
North Kiowa, turn right on Runabout, and a quick left on Sandwood Drive.
Like everything in Havasu, right?
Right, left.
Right, left, right. Yeah. Yep. Around the bend.
Yeah.
Don't
try
to take a shortcut.
Right.
So you used to look out the back door at the fire station, the big fire station, but then now there's a trailer, mobile home, whatever.
So Kiowa, away from the lake.
Yes.
All right, up the hill.
Up
right?
the hill.
Everything down the hill is towards the lake.
Right. Yeah.
That's how you navigate in Havasu.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And then I didn't know I was going to be going to the nations, and then I'm driving along one day, and God said, I want you to change the name of your church to City on a Hill International Church. And it's like, really?
And there's a reason for that.
Yes, there was.
You've got some fantastic international. Have you heard her stories internationally?
I don't know. I've seen her different trips she's taken
in
overseas.
Africa?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of the outreach there?
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about that on the program before.
We have.
Tell me, is there a website?
Yeah, it's cityonahillaz.org.
Okay, very good. And then tell me about the beginnings of, because you both were part of Stonebridge, correct? At one time?
I was when I first moved to Havasu.
Okay.
I was.
And that's Pastor Tatham's church.
Right. Yeah.
And you were as
he's,
well.
He's
associate.
Like the grandfather of all of us.
Really?
Charismatics, yeah.
And you were an associate pastor there as well.
Yeah, a youth pastor and an assistant pastor.
So what made you start Inspire the Church on Swanson?
Similar to Kay, I just felt like God was telling me to do it. So we had moved away for about a year and a half when the market crashed out here. And our family had lost everything along with, you know, so many other families. And
2008 crash?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And so we moved away for about a year and a half, moved back as the Lord. We moved to Montana, and we were there for almost 2 years, and the Lord had been dealing with me. You need to go back there. I never told you to leave in the first place. You get back there and start your church. And so did just that. We moved back in 2010 in October and started the church in our living room in November of 2010, just the next month.
You and your wife?
Yep, my wife and I.
Two people in God?
Yep. Well, and my sister. So
okay.
We had three people. But okay. She had to come to church because she lived in the house with us.
I got you.
She walked out of the bedroom. We said, welcome to church. Sit down.
And now what's it grown to? How big is the fellowship?
Oh, we welcome 100 or so every week.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we get stuffed in our little tuna
That's
can
outstanding.
Building. Yeah.
What about you, Pastor Kay? How many people do you outreach to now?
But outreach
besides
to?
Besides
oh
the wildfire revival and that. I mean,
if
the church,
everybody
every,
came
like
at
every
the same
Sunday
time
average,
to the
yeah.
church, be 50-ish.
Okay.
But we do so much outside. Like
I know
Pastor
you.
From Africa just
right.
called for prayer this morning, and that's the church that where we built the school there. Of 350 students.
Right.
And we just put in a well there. Everybody was sick all the time. And the last time I was there, I said, we're going to raise money for a well. Because we saw them pull the water out that they were drinking.
Oh.
It was terrible. And so I thought, man, that was a step of faith, Kay. So I presented it to the church. 3 months, we had the money for the well. And
wow.
So
praise
they
God.
Dug the well just a few weeks ago. And he said, we're so thankful for that well. He says that every time he calls, and he calls at least every week.
Mm.
We're so thankful for the well. We're so thankful. The kids aren't sick.
Wow, that's so
and
great.
So we
that
do
really
a lot
great.
Of different things.
That's because water is one of the building blocks of life.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's exactly. fantastic.
And exactly. Tanzania is where we visited the secular school that was mostly Muslim.
Right. That's quite a story.
It is.
For those who haven't heard it. So.
You want me to tell it? Or is
let's
not
tell it when we come back from break.
Okay.
And I want to do a special Easter blessing.
Okay.
From both of you.
Cool.
And we'll find out more, maybe your traditions, just a short little piece on that. And then we'll welcome Melanie into the show at about a quarter till. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Back with more in a moment on Speak Out. It is Good Friday, our special Good Friday show with Pastors Kay Zimmerman and Tim Giles. City on a Hill International Church, and of course, Inspire the Church here in Lake, both of them in Lake Havasu City. Back with more in a moment on Speak Out. That sounds familiar. It's because he's local. Jesse Pruitt, right?
Yeah.
It's called Trust in You. Actually, there's some Jesse Pruitt you can find on Spotify. You were telling me, Tim, he's part of the Calvary Baptist Church.
Yep, Calvary Baptist on the south side, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he leads worship over there.
I mean, I even knew the name Jesse Pruitt. So I think I said, I know there's a local, it's Jesse, and then I guessed the name.
Yeah.
And you were kind of surprised.
Yeah, I was. Right? He's a popular guy. He's
not as
guy.
Surprised as me when it comes to memory retention. I'm like 10-second Tom lately, you know? 51st Dates.
I remember that, yeah.
Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair. Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Go over there and see Hollis Googe tonight, My Brother from Another Mother. Also a fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair by Springberg Wealth Management, Mojave Community College, Sun Power by Esme Electric, by SamsGuns.com, and by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And buy local, spend local, eat local, play local, and worship local. Contribute to
That's
your
right.
church tithe, especially around this Easter season, right?
There you go.
Are churches right now hurting financially, doing okay financially, or can you always do better?
Always do better.
Sure. You can always do better. I mean, you as soon as inflation really hit its peak in last year, you could feel it. You know, a lot. I mean, everybody had less money. Everybody had less money, and everything was more expensive, and everything was harder to get. I mean, it affects everybody, and
right.
So you know, you do your best. You cut expenses back, and you know, there's something different though with churches, and I'm sure Pastor Kay could attest to this, is that when you start to depend on God for your resources and you're living with your life focused directly to Him, you're not worried about your next resource that comes along. God brings it, whether He's got to bring a crow to bring your food, like He did with the children of Israel, make manna come from heaven, or He blesses your business when you go out fishing. He'll bring the resources.
That's right.
We just obey Him, and then a Christian never stops giving. We operate in a God economy that consists of giving and receiving. And so you sow seed, you reap a harvest.
I got you.
Yeah,
Do you have traditions around this time of year, Pastor Kay? Easter traditions that you follow? Like on Easter Sunday?
Well, it's going to sunrise service. I've done it for 47 years. I think
Holy
I might
smokes.
Have missed one.
No kidding.
Wow. Here in town?
You're in town.
This one, wow. Because it's a 50,
well, it'll be this 46. It'll be 47 years in August.
It's a 52-year tradition for those people outside of Havasu.
No kidding.
Yeah, I know. I read that and went, wait a minute. I'm putting this in my story. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Gone ever since then.
Sunrise Service.
So this year I get to be a part of one of the three speakers.
That's
so
fantastic.
It's my very favorite day to preach, Resurrection Day. Mm. Where would we be without it?
Right.
If Jesus weren't alive.
Yeah.
What would we have?
Yeah.
Right, nothing.
Right.
Nothing. But he is very much alive. And so I just like to center on he's alive. So we'll go down there, and then our church service will be at 10 a.m. And I just want a lot of praise and worship and celebration, and then sharing that he's alive. Last Sunday, we did a Palm Sunday, I guess you could call it skit, of where we had a reporter. One man was a reporter, and he was interviewing people and saying, is this Jesus really alive? Because not everybody knows he's alive today.
Mm.
Even in the church, how much do we hear about he's alive today? Mm-hmm. It's not about what he did. Mm-hmm. Praise God for what he did. But he's alive today. What is he doing today? And how can you be a part of it? And so he interviewed. He went back into Jerusalem to see if it was really real. And he interviewed Peter. And then he interviewed...
In your skit.
In the skit.
In the skit.
Then he interviewed Mary Magdalene. And then he interviewed Paul. And then he said, I don't know about this. They're kind of making me want to believe. I'll just go back to the United States, 2024. I'll go to Lake Havasu City, and I'll see what people believe there. And so then he interviewed different people on the street who, I said, just be yourself and give your testimony. Mm-hmm. And so they did about how do you know he's alive? You know, we talk about he's alive. How do you know he's alive? That's what we should be telling
people. Did you write that concept?
Yeah.
That's
great. Fantastic.
Yeah,
I like
really
that.
Is a great skit.
Who wants to offer a prayer for Good Friday and Easter Sunday? Who wants to
Pastor
offer that
King,
up?
You can go ahead.
Okay.
You're going to... Okay.
Thank
you're
you.
You're going to concede to
Pastor. She's my elder.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. Very
my
good.
Favorite thing to
I think
do.
I am too, actually.
Praise the Lord.
So, Father God, we just lift to you our city, Lake Havasu City, and this whole region, Father God. We lift to you every single person, Father God. And we just ask that every single person in our region would experience that you're alive, Jesus, that you want to be a part of their lives, that you want to do mighty things through each one of them, God. Everyone different. Nobody has to be like me, praise God. But God has something for everyone to do. We were created for such a time as this. This is the time where God's people need to rise up and be God's people and do the works of Jesus. And so, Father God, I pray for each one, God. Let your Holy Spirit just rest on each one, that they will know something's happening. He is real. Today, tomorrow, Easter Sunday, that they would realize that Jesus is alive.
Amen.
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 Fantastic. This is a really, really good program today. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Pastors
My pleasure.
Kay Zimmerman and Tim Giles, City on a Hill International Church and Inspire the Church. And wow.
Yeah,
that's
thank
fantastic.
You for having us on. Appreciate it, Paul.
Oh, that was fantastic job. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
All right. Again, City on a Hill, the website?
CityOnAHillAZ.com.
And I know yours is InspireTheChurch.com.
InspireTheChurch.com, yes,
right.
Sir.
I really like your website, by the way.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, I think it changed to .org. We
I thought you said .org earlier.
Now she's starting
org.
To... Now she's
starting .org, to, I'm sorry.
CityOnAHillAZ.org.
She's starting to show that she is an elder.
Hey.
Hey, now.
I'm more full of life than a lot of young people,
Boy,
you know.
Boy, you sure are. No kidding. Back with more in a moment. We'll have Melanie Preston on the other side of the break. She is representing Renaissance Fair. Stay with us. We'll be right back. So those people who are very loyal to the Renaissance Fair and come back every year would recognize music like that. And we have Mary Queen of Scots in her civilian clothes. She's Melanie Preston, right?
Yes.
And you represent the is it Renaissance Fair?
The London Bridge Renaissance Fair.
London Bridge Renaissance Fair, a hugely popular event here in Lake Havasu City. How did it all get started?
Oh, that's a good question. It got started back in 2016 by ASU. It was a school project for our campus out here, and the volunteers took it on over time, and it grew from there.
Really?
Yes.
A school project.
It was.
How big was it then?
Well, the first fair that we had had over 5,000 attendees. It was at Windsor originally, and I was a volunteer that year. So it's always been a bigger event.
So now you do the event. You have a big events organizer like DSM Events.
Yes.
Helps put the Ren Fair on. And where are the sites for the Renaissance Fair this year?
So it's at Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds, where it's been for the last few years. It's great for our joust that we do. It has the full arena.
Right, right, right. How much is it to get in, and what's the date? When are we talking about?
So it's April 5th, 6th, and 7th, which is next weekend. April 5th, we're open from 12 to 8, and we actually have a band this year, the Black Donnellys. A lot of people in town know who they are.
I've heard of them.
They're an excellent Irish band. They were at the Balloon Festival. And then Saturday, we're open 10 to 10. We have our feast and a huge fire show in the evening.
When did the Black Donnellys play?
When did they play?
Yeah.
Well, they're playing on Friday.
On Friday night?
Yes, yeah, 6 to 8.
Is that a special ticket? Or?
Nope, it's included in admission. So okay. it's $15 a day to get in for adults, or you can go for the whole weekend for $20. Kids are $5, and under 5 is free.
That's fantastic. Yes. $15 a day and $20 for the whole weekend.
Yes, and we have so much to do, you really could spend the whole weekend there.
Right. Tell me about the jousting. That's probably the most popular event. At the Renaissance Fair every year. These are horses that are trained to do... just tell me about what happens here.
Yeah, so we actually have Knights of Mayhem, Charlie Andrews, who he's had his own like National Geographic show and everything. And you have two knights. It's full combat training, so they are actually jousting. It's not a stage show. And they go head-to-head combat with jousting list.
Is it a competition?
It is, yes. So they start off with games to get them warmed up and prepared, and then it turns into a tournament at the end of each show.
I'm wondering how in the world do they practice?
I think they practice a lot at home.
That's what I was saying. That's what I mean.
I'm sure he has a ranch somewhere, yeah.
Have something coming at you, and you're going to it.
Yes, and they are in full armor, and it is real jousting. It's like I said, it's not a stage show.
How many people do you expect to attend the event this year?
Well, we're hoping that we're at about 5,000. After COVID, it kind of dropped a little bit, but we've been building back up every year.
How did the pandemic affect the rent? Was it canceled?
Well, yeah, so... all the events got canceled about a week and a half beforehand, before we were set to go. So it did hurt us quite a bit financially. We tried to postpone to September. It didn't go, obviously, so we lost a whole year. But
you
it's
say
been building.
Financially, is this a 501c3?
It is, yes. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and all the proceeds from our event go to education and support of education. So
like
we
the K-12 Foundation?
Not the K-12 Foundation yet. We've given to scholarships ASU, MCC. We've done a program partnering with the museum. The Mighty Minions, a robotic club in Oro Grande, we just sponsored them for their world championship. So,
So this all gets underway on Friday.
On Friday, yes.
On Friday.
It's coming up Friday.
Which is a week from today, and then goes through Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, Sunday as well, 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Are there places where people can camp on site?
Yes, so we do have camping. Even locals come out, and you can tent camp, you can RV camp. That's on our website at londonbridgerenfair.com. Fair is spelled with an E at the end.
Okay.
And all of the information is there as well.
And that would be all dry camping, correct?
It is dry camping, but there are showers and bathrooms on site, too.
Okay, does that cost more? How does that work?
Yeah, so there is special pricing for that, but it does include admission and some extra stuff that you wouldn't get just coming in the gate.
Okay, so the big news this year, I saw on the poster, I thought, that's an interesting name, Jacques the Whipper. Like
yes.
he does tricks in that with whips.
So it's
like
Jacques Z-Whipper.
Z-Whipper.
He is French.
And I guess Jacques Z-Whipper.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So he's a TikTok sensation from what I hear.
He is. He has total, with Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, over 5 million followers.
What?
He's quite the guest to come this year. My 11-year-old daughter told me who he was, and we were able to actually get him. So it's super exciting.
So wait, she was the inspiration to find him?
Yes, I actually didn't know who he was, and her class follows him on Facebook, or not Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. So I emailed him and he wanted to come out.
Well, Red Bull Ronnie, who works for Radio Central, that's his famous name now, by the way, Red Bull Ronnie. He saw the poster on the door and went, Jacques Zwipper is going to be here? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. Who's that? And he knew who he was. I think he follows him also on TikTok.
Yeah, on TikTok alone, he has over 3 million followers, which is huge.
And then he has 2 million more?
Yes.
And on other social media platforms?
Yes.
Whoa.
He's quite the deal, so we're very excited to welcome him to
Havasu. What are some of the other cool features? I know there's another, is it fire?
Yeah.
Someone deals with fire. That's all I know.
So Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we have our fire show. It is about 5 people. They do all a bunch of different types of fire tricks. It's quite amazing. It's to music. It's choreographed. It's an experience.
Really? Yeah. Is there a name for that act?
Campania, okay. Phoenicia Traveling Circus.
So you can look it up. Yes. I think Phoenicia starts with a P. Right?
Yes, like Phoenix.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, and it's all on our website, too.
Wow, that's fantastic. And then you have the joust.
We have the joust. We have the Queen's Tea. We have whiskey tastings, aviary shows, black powder shows with our cannons.
What is the Queen's Tea? Now, you run that, correct?
I do, yes. It's Mary, Queen of Scots, alchemy tea. So we have, you learn about plants and herbs of the time period, and you have a special tea with the Queen, an audience with her.
And then what else? You were saying there's other food-related events as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, we also have a whiskey tasting. So that is Copper Still is doing a whiskey for us, and then also Adventure Stills, and it's an educational tasting. So you get a sample, and you get to find out about the history of making whiskey.
This does not – you don't pull off an event like this without sponsors.
No. Anderson Toyota has been our sponsor from the very beginning. We are so grateful for them. They make it happen pretty much.
Who are some of the other sponsors?
We also have Budweiser has been a big sponsor of ours, especially with their posters.
Is that
this
Romer?
Year. Romer Beverage. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then the A-Team as well the last 2 years.
Oh, A-Team Real Estate.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Perfect. What kind of food can people expect? I know when you talk about Renaissance Fair, you talk about some pretty cool food. I mean, eating beef off a stick, stuff like that, right?
Yes. So
get a little primal.
Yeah. We have a variety of things. So we have our traditional Renaissance food. We can get the turkey legs, meat pie, sausage rolls, things like that. And then we have hamburgers and hot dogs and things for those who aren't willing to venture off to that time period with their food.
Is there still time to get in on that if you're a vendor, if you have a food truck?
So our we don't have any spots for food vendors. We haven't in like 3 years.
Really?
They want to keep coming back. I have a waiting list of at least 12 different vendors that want to come in.
That's fantastic. What other vendor opportunities are there?
So we have a lot of we have artisan vendors. So they make clothing, swords, knives, pretty much anything you would find at a Renaissance fair. Trying to think, shields, toys for kids.
What are some of the more popular toys for kids?
Wooden swords.
Wooden swords,
wooden
I would
swords,
imagine, especially
wings.
For the boys.
Yes. Oh, and girls. And girls,
really?
Too. Oh, yes.
Girls are getting into the sword play.
Yes, they like to do the combat. We have that Hill of Honor, the giant sand hill, so the kids like
oh,
to run up and
it?
Down. We call it the Hill of Honor.
Nice.
Yes. And
nice.
We have a rock wall this year, too.
How popular is that?
The sand hill?
Yes.
It's pretty popular.
It is at the rodeo, too.
Yes, yes. So yeah. we have the tavern kind of close by so that the adults can watch.
So do you have a schedule in front of you in case people want to go and see, let's see, they want to see the jousting, they want to see Jacques, or they want to see any of the other events. I know you have the whole program there that Jim publishes from DSM Events, right?
He does. Every year he makes my fair guide for me, and I'm so thankful for that.
The fair guide.
Yes.
You have to get that when you come through the door, right?
You do. And actually, it's very important because we have a quest that we do, and it's for adults, it's for kids. It's a self-guided tour throughout the fair. It's completely free, and you get a shot glass if you're an adult.
Whoa.
Or a kids prize, and get knighted at the end of it. And it takes you through everything, all the history, everything we do.
I say, whoa, I used to collect shot glasses. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yes, yes. And it has our logo and everything on it.
That's worth the price of admission right there, $15 a day, $20 for the whole weekend, all 3 days. Again, you found the schedule of events.
Yes.
So kind of run through that while we have about 2 minutes.
Okay. So if you are interested in the joust, which I would think most people are, we have our joust Friday at 2, Saturday at 2 and 4, and Sunday at 5.
Okay.
Friday
at 2, Saturday 2 and 4, mm-hmm. and Sunday
at 3.
At 3.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and we also have an archery tournament throughout the weekend,
ooh,
too.
It's nice.
Like $5, I think, and you can compete, and there's prizes at the end.
What about axe throwing? Do you have anything like that?
We actually don't have axe throwing this time.
I gave you a good idea,
you
didn't I?
You have, yes. I'll
thank
have
you.
To look into that
all
some
right.
more. And then Jacques is performing throughout the whole weekend, so you can catch him all 3 days. He has 3 to 4 shows a day. So you will definitely have an opportunity to see him any day you come.
That should attract a lot of the kids that follow him on social media. Or even adults.
I would hope so. Oh, and I have something to say about that, too.
Yeah.
So on Friday until 2 p.m., for those of the kids that get out early or have homeschool, micro school, we have school day, and it's $2 admission until 2 if you are a student or a chaperone.
And what day is that?
That's on Friday.
On Friday.
And you get a weekend pass, so you get to come back with your parents and everything throughout the weekend.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. $2 admission.
Yes, and that's also on our website. It's only till 2 p.m., so you have to go before that on Friday.
How cool is that? All right, Melanie Preston, London Bridge Renaissance Fair. Again, next weekend starts on Friday, runs through Saturday and Sunday, $15 a day, $20 for the whole weekend. Where's the website? Where can people find their passes online?
It's LondonBridgeRenFair.com. Fair is with an E.
Okay, London Bridge Ren, R-E-N, F-A-I-R-E. com.
That's correct. Yes.
Simple. I think it was that last year, too.
It's always that.
All right, perfect. Thanks for joining me today.
All right, thank you.
On this Good Friday, we'll see you on Monday, ASU at Lake Havasu for the first half hour, and then we'll have some VA representatives from Flagstaff talking about an event that's coming up in Parker. Anyway, thanks for joining me, Melanie.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. We're going to take it right up to the top of the hour. Hannity is up next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.